KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Homeland Security report uncovered what it called a stunning lack of planning by the Secret Service leading up to the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. More from ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The review also details ongoing flaws that could lead to tragic results today. The panel said it found corrosive cultural attitudes regarding resources and a troubling lack of critical thinking before, during, and after the assassination attempt.
Former President Trump has no campaign events today, but he will attend the Al Smith dinner in New York. Vice President Kamala Harris skipping that dinner, but she is campaigning in Wisconsin. The Los Angeles Archdiocese will pay $880 million to settle decades of child sex abuse allegations. It's the largest payment from any archdiocese. In Simpson County, Mississippi, south of Jackson, three people were killed, four seriously hurt when a bridge collapsed as it was being prepared for demolition. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Paid family and medical leave accessibility for small businesses is an important issue to advocacy groups like 9 to 5 Wisconsin. 30th Senate District Democratic candidate Jamie Wall.
Every one of us is likely to go through something like this, whether it's with a parent, whether it's with a spouse, or God forbid, with a child. And this is a darn near universal human need.
Wall made his comments at a candidates' forum last night, sponsored by 9 to 5 and the Main Street Alliance. His opponent, Jim Rafter, was invited but did not attend. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has posted state general school aids that districts will receive from the current school year. General school aids are the largest form of state support for PK through 12 schools in Wisconsin. The Appleton Area School District will receive 9.88% increase over last year's numbers, and the Oshkosh Area School District is getting an over 10% increase from the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans' defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, the back end is very good. Their DBs are good, linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wild. Wildcats kick off in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, especially this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well. So I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, so wait, Nikki, thank you.
You need to explain. Yeah, what
hey, Todd, listen, I don't even smoke, but I need a cigarette.
That was so nice. Nikki brought in a vibrating type thing and worked my neck so good. Back, okay. Look, I could turn my head. I could not turn my head. Before that,
it's better, isn't it?
It's much better. Oh, I'm gonna lay on that all day today.
No. She's
let me borrow it.
This is a gun.
I know.
You don't lay on this.
I'll figure out a way.
No. You don't. These have these the health.
I'll build a little contraption so that one part's sticking right out. I'll just lay right on that. Whatever. Right on the top.
You
the
can use thing. your fish fillets to hold it in place.
Absolutely, the haddock. Yep. What do we got, Todd?
We got Joe Massa on the line with us with Blues Brews and Barbecues. Excited to have him on.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent.
We're good, Joe. We just want to tell our listeners to get ready for this experience. You know, that's coming up, the Blues Brews and Barbecues. They got the smacking good ribs, the craft beer, but you're bringing in the headliner, right?
I'm not actually the headliner. The headliner is Taranzo Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
And his band, and we're sharing. Like, we both of us, you know, we've headlined shows before or whatever, but I've known Taranzo for quite a while. And right now, I think he should close the show for sure, because I believe he's got like the number one record in the blues charts right now.
And that's incredible.
He's amazing. You guys are going to love him.
And what is the date on this again?
This is coming up. I mean, this is what's, go ahead.
It's November 2nd.
Okay.
Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And not a couple Saturdays, but it's only, you know, the VIP. Right. Remember he said VIP is only $27, general admission's $15. That's going to be an awesome day.
It is. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. And I've worked with the guy who's putting all this together. I mean, I'm sure there's other people behind the scenes, but my contact is a guy that I used to play football with in high school, Sean Katzbeck, and he's done an amazing job to bring this whole thing together.
Sean is such an incredible spokesperson for the Marinette area. It's incredible.
And for a guy that's, he's got so much energy. I mean, you know, Sean for mayor, right?
Yeah. Well.
That would be awesome.
If the mayor of Marinette's listening, good luck.
Yeah.
First endorsement for your opponent.
There you go. I endorse him.
Right, but you just need that kind of enthusiasm and vision to make something like this happen. Tell us a little bit about, is blues, you know, that's a different genre, right? Is it coming back? Is it a big thing? It's always been big. Tell me a little bit more about the blues scene.
Well, you know, I think that since the 80s, I think blues, Okay, so that sounds ridiculous. But first of all, the background, the blues, obviously, you know, it's been around for a long time in this country. You know, like been around, you know, since the turn of the century, probably before that. But you know, when it was first recorded, I think it was that wasn't the first time blues was made, but some of those first field recordings that they recorded of old blues guys were done around the turn of the century, you know, and then maybe later into the 20s and stuff. But blues had a huge boom in like the late 40s and early 50s. And obviously the recording of most of that was done, you know, along the Mississippi River, down in Mississippi, even, you know, in New Orleans and stuff, but most of it was done in Chicago, St. Louis. There's people who recorded blues all over the place, mostly known in Chicago, where I'm from. But there was another big boom that happened in the late 70s and early 80s, and we've kind of rode the tail of that all this time. It's still around, and there's a lot of people that come out to festivals every year. And in fact, I think a lot of some of the bigger festivals that go on from a municipal level to, you know, even like, I would say that's municipal too, but like even like the big Chicago Blues Fest and stuff like that, they get thousands and thousands of people that come to it. So blues is very popular as a live music.
No question about it. Better than anyone, but there's no doubt, no question that you talk about municipalities. I mean, they want to pick a winner, and the blues just brings in a great, and it's a good crowd. It's not, you know,
they're pretty hardcore blues fans if they come to these kind of things, aren't they though, Joe? Right.
They are, but there's also, I've noticed, I'm 58 years old. And when I say now, I've noticed that there's a lot more younger people coming to the shows. Like when I do local shows, you know, around the Chicago area, or even when I go out on the road, which isn't as often as I used to. But when I do, I notice there's a lot more younger people coming. But typically, yeah, your fans, there's a certain core of diehard blues fans, but there's also a lot of people that just like music. And right. I think blues music has diversified a little bit. It's not just like, you know, what most people think of as blues music. There's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of different styles within the genre.
Hey, Joe, we got a text here. I know Joe's music. I love Joe's music. What got him interested in music, and why the blues? Kim from Appleton.
Okay, well, you know, really, my mom and my uncle on my dad's side, and my dad too, to a degree, but they were very much into music. And my uncle is like 7 years younger than my dad. So he was kind of more of like a 60s and, you know, early 70s guy. And my mom was always into, you know, there's just no easy way to say this, and I don't mean to be racially motivated, but my mom was always into black music. So she liked jazz, she liked blues, she liked what was being played on the radio in Chicago. There were certain radio stations that were basically catered to the black audience.
I love the old early Motown. I love it.
Yeah, well, she was into a lot of stuff, like, but she was, you know, we'd be listening to Al Green in the car, and, you know, the
God
blues
didn't
stuff.
Make she had Lil blues, Green Apples,
B.B. King, you know, Muddy Waters, Albert King records, Otis Rush, you know, and
Bo Diddley.
Exactly, and I was listening to that stuff, and my uncle was feeding me the rock stuff, you know, Led Zeppelin and stuff. So I got into music like that, and you know, like I wanted to play guitar, so I did. And, you know, what I noticed was that there was a real connection between the blues and rock. And so some of my favorite rock guitar players, they were telling me, like, in, you know, magazines and stuff, when you'd read articles, like, hey, you should be listening to Muddy Waters. You should be listening to B.B. King. This is where I got my ideas to play guitar, you know, like Eric Clapton or Jeff Beck or whatever.
If I could jump in,
some of the other heavy.
Joe, yeah. I got to ask you one quick question about that, because I wanted to ask this, and you're right exactly where I wanted to go. Would you say blues is the most important music in American history?
I would say that it is, because I don't look at blues and jazz as different, although a lot of people do. I look at blues and jazz as that, you know, blues is kind of the beginnings of where jazz went, and jazz is truly America's greatest art form, right. In terms of music, but blues is the beginning of it, and blues connected up with country music is what gave us rock and roll.
Yep.
And rock, it's huge. It's the impact of blues is huge, because it gave us our backbeat, you know, like, yep. You know, we feel the beat in America on 2 and 4, and that's from the shuffle of blues, you know.
That's interesting.
So it's like,
Super interesting.
It spawned when so
Johnny
much
said
more.
That, I would have guessed jazz, but, you know, when you say that, you know, the blues, jazz kind of came as a product of that, that makes a lot of sense what you just said. So this blues festival, I mean, this is for everybody. I mean, you say it's kind of coming back, not coming back. The crowds are getting younger. That's what I meant. And I think that's awesome. That
keeps it
going.
But
then there's people like us who just love it, and we'll be there too.
Man, I hope you guys come. I'd love to meet you. And I really appreciate the opportunity for us to let people know what's going on October 2nd at the
November.
The community
November
Rec 2nd.
Center. Yeah. November 2nd.
November. I'm sorry. I said October. I've made a lot of mistakes this morning.
But not when you play. But not when you play. And this festival, like I said, I think it's pretty cool that you've got more than awesome music there. You've got, you know, some great food and drink.
Oh, man. I actually judged the barbecue there was a panel of people, and they asked me to judge the barbecue. And I was like, I don't know how to make a decision, because everything was great. Although I will say they had, what do you call it? Not fat back, but, I can't remember
side
the
pork?
Name of this.
Maybe
cut.
Brisket?
Pork belly.
Oh, you got to come
somebody
to our.
Made pork.
Joe, you got to come to our
pork belly, and it was awesome.
You got to come to our pork belly festival.
Yeah, it's also called the Cholesterol Fest.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's also called Cholesterol Fest. We have it at a great friend of mine's farm in Denmark every year, and it's deep fried right there in front of you. And Jim tore into it like you can't believe. Let's be honest.
I'm there.
You got to come to it. It's phenomenal, man. You're invited right now for next year. Is that okay? It's in August.
Right. Thank you. I would love to come to that. That's for sure.
Outstanding. Joe, one last quick question for you. And you talked about your parents and the thing. That's really important for anybody that wants to get into music, to have that encouragement behind you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because, it takes a lot to, like, you know, listen to your kid trying to work their way through a violin or drums in the basement and stuff. So I'm very grateful that my parents were like, oh, he's making a lot of noise, but we're going to let him do it. So,
you sound great, Joey.
That is a
chills up with this kid. He can't carry a tune. Yeah. Joey, you're doing good. Yeah. Keep it going. Hey, Joe Moss. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. What a phenomenal event taking place in Marinette on November 2nd. I really hope to see you there and share a barbecue and a brew with you, buddy.
$15, great music, food, craft beer. Yeah, this is great. You sound like a great dad, too, to let your kid play. I've been through that, too. So this will be fun to see you up there.
Thank you, Joe.
November 2nd.
Back after this.
Thank you, guys.
You got it, buddy.
Have a great day.
You too.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Todd, do we have some tickets to be given away on that?
We do. In fact, right now, if you'd like to go see Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, be a part of that event coming up in Marinette on November 2nd, you can text the studio using the Civic Media app. Just download the app right now, choose your station, and text in the lower right-hand corner. You can also call the studio right now at 920-264-0606. We will set you up with a four-pack of tickets to Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. All you got to do, text us right now or call the studio. I'll work on it. We'll get it done.
I would hope to go to that.
That would be great. I'm sure they would love you. Yeah, and maybe you can do some of the taste testing on the barbecue.
I will.
Maybe not officially,
or
but
volunteer
right?
to do that.
Yeah.
Although I never like being a judge. I don't like being. No, have you ever judged things? Chili. I hate that because the people are there. You know what I am? I'm that guy. I have such a kind heart. Okay.
See,
go to like a bake sale, if there's something that's kind of left, and so I buy those all the time. I buy the stuff that nobody's buying. I buy those every single time.
The rejects?
Yes, so that people don't feel bad. That's why I feel bad when I do chili contests and the people are there. I hate to,
bake sale, I just donate and don't take it.
Why don't you take it?
Because I'm donating.
But you just
drop the 20 in the plate and then
he's
walk off.
He's got this big heart. He buys the leftovers.
Charity starts at home.
Yeah,
right, it does.
And those people feel better. That's like, oh, look at my mushroom flavored bread is gone.
Right. We've both judged a lot of things.
You ever have mushroom flavored bread? It's not good. I got to be honest. And I love mushroom. I'm going to become a mushroom grower.
You guys.
Did you ever judge art?
No. I would.
It's like, I have no business being here. It's not my thing.
Well, you don't know what to look for.
And you need one. I know. You know, and people, art is like a chef. It's like they put their whole thing into it. And then I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't either. Well, okay. Food, but let me ask you this. Because what that can do for a person who's been scarred, for quite some time.
By judgment
and an art project.
Jesus?
No. Besides Jesus.
Never going to be my first response to that
Jesus,
question.
Mine either. No.
Because of your, you didn't win the fire.
Yeah, fire safety.
Yep.
Oh, even though you're still talking about 50,
Mrs. Mino's
60 years later.
Pack of cigs later.
I was Todd.
Yes, sir.
I was at the Bayport football game the other night.
Yeah.
The fire chief that we had on here.
Yeah.
I said, hey, why don't you come in, fire prevention? And I told him that story. He said, that would have won first prize in our contest. He did.
Can
he said
you
that.
Submit as a 60-something-year-old man now?
Maybe. Right. But he wants to come back in, Todd. And he said, well, that would have been the best one we had in all of Suamico, Howard, the whole thing.
Put in for reconsideration.
Yeah,
go back to those judges who are all dead. But
he said to glue a cigarette on the poster board. That's very...
Actually, that was pretty creative.
Yeah, and it was. I did. I had my mom smoke half of it first, so then it was like it was burnt. You know what I mean? Like that's the cigarette they throw into the bushes.
Did you run it underwater first so that when you adhered it to the board, it wouldn't light on fire?
No, no, no. I just used Elmer's glue. Oh. And then I used some rubber cement.
Flammable. Very almost, flammable.
No, I actually used rubber cement, which is flammable.
Oh.
Because we're yeah. Coughing.
Maybe that's why you didn't win.
Oh, I got stoned with a Jesus belt. But anyway.
I don't even catch all of that sentence.
I didn't either. I just heard something about
it. Have you ever a Jesus belt?
That's from, Caddyshack. Caddyshack. Yeah, you got this Florida Sensimillion. It's really cool because, you know, you can play 18 holes and then smoke it and get stoned to the bejesus belt.
I think a pool or a pond would be good for you.
That to a pond. I got a pool, pond. A pond would be good.
Yeah. Be the ball. So anyway, Johnny, how are you?
Better.
Okay.
Better since you arrived today with your vibrating thingy.
Listener, I brought a therapy gun.
Yeah, I think you should use it on him right now.
I don't think so, because
I think so.
That is some remarkable audio.
That's okay. Here, that's why I want it. This is radio.
All right. Turn around. Okay. All right. So the massage therapy
gun. I've
got
a pinched nerve or something, or my entire, I can't turn my head.
And I have experienced this before.
Yes.
So I am right now going to start applying the therapy gun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, you got it. Right there. Right there. Right there. Nice.
Isn't there a musical lyric that it
Jim
hurts
goes,
so good?
3 minutes. Just got to get through 3 minutes.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Look at Pat Tracy coming on.
How did you used to do that to play baseball players? That.
Absolutely not. Oh. That's what Mark Hewson's for.
So do
Band-Aids.
But you know how to use that.
I do.
So what was it, your son's or was it health club?
That honestly loosened me up.
It does.
So I've had a pinched nerve and it is terrible. It's debilitating.
You can't sleep.
You can't move. You can't drive. So
how did you get your pinched nerve? John can't find the source.
I don't know. I think it's a bad pillow, honestly. When you become north of 40 years old, apparently you're affected by just ridiculous things.
I don't use a pillow.
That is your
problem. Here's the deal. Let me tell you what I do. This is going to sound very like Radar Riley from MASH. What I do is I sleep on my arm and I hold my pillow.
And that is exactly why you have the problem.
I know.
And that's why you're also hurting on both sides.
So did my four-year-old.
That's what I mean. I know it sounds like a weird thing, but I sleep on my arm and I hold the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that bizarre?
I think you should get one of those pillows. It's a body pillow because you can hold the pillow, but you have a pillow for your head.
I've never heard of these. It's a body pillow?
Yes, you hold it, and then you can also put it between your knees, which keeps your back aligned.
And your hips.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, I got to get one of these. I've never heard of it.
They make for some lonely sleepers. Yeah. They make like the boyfriend pillow.
Oh well, that's okay. Right. You know what? That's okay. That's coming on.
It up.
I collect old sports magazines.
Jim Schmidt, he's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
And in the old, I've told this before, in the old pro wrestling magazines, the whole back for the ads was always for inflatable dolls.
Oh,
and it's I'll never forget. It's like for an extra $5.
Oh.
You can also get Gloria's black friend, Natasha, for an extra $5.
No,
it's all over those magazines. I got 100 of them. I can show you
In a kids' magazine.
Sure don't.
Yeah,
sure don't. Wow.
Well, it wasn't a kid. It was free. If you bought pro wrestling magazines back in the day, you were a little weird. I mean, I don't mean to mean it in a bad way, but you were.
But kids followed that.
Correct.
Well, yeah. But I mean, that was the days when they used to televise them here from the arena and everything. I'm not saying weird, but you're really into.
So, how was
it? You're passionate.
I got a leak. Tried patching at my brother's gas station with the thing you'd put it in the big tube of water to see where the leak was coming.
John couldn't wait, so he just went to the air pump.
Then you'd clean it off.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
We gotta clean the show off.
No, the thing to patch
and
it
the
with. You know how you would do it. You know how you do it. You know how you do the inner tubes. You would light it on fire. And that would burn off the glue.
Guys.
And then you'd put the patch on when you're fixing inner tubes.
Quick break.
Okay.
Thank God.
All right. Instead of quick break, hey, back after this, maybe. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 24 Wisconsin high schools are getting new AEDs. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. The WIAA is working with the National Federation of State High School Associations Foundation on the effort. AEDs can greatly increase the chances of survival when they're used right away. Wisconsin's haunted house attractions offer a wide variety of thrills in the second half of October. State Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says a popular family-friendly draw is Jack-O-Lantern Nights at the zoo in Racine.
It's more than 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns. They light up the night through the end of October, and they're intricately carved into cats and scarecrows and other Halloween shapes, and then they line the pathways and just dazzle the visitors.
There's more at TravelWisconsin.com. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Common Council will continue to have an invocation or a prayer before its meetings for the foreseeable future, but they've asked the mayor and city staff to draw up guidelines. Mayor Eric Genrich.
I firmly believe in the principles of pluralism and religious, cultural, social pluralism, and this was a great example of why that is so meaningful. It offers all of our alders the opportunity to center us before we begin important deliberations on behalf of the city.
Alder Craig Stevens asked for the discussion on the possibility of removing the invocation. He was not in attendance for the meeting Tuesday. You'd think buying tickets to area venues would be safe, but in Green Bay, some third-party vendors can sometimes cause issues. TicketStar, the ticket-selling vendor for the Widener Resch Center, Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center, and Meyer Theater, reminds consumers the safest way to purchase tickets for any event is from the venue directly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld regrets saying it was the extreme left that killed comedy. He changed his position on his polarizing words and said they aren't true, according to Variety. Seinfeld appeared on Tom Papa's Breaking Bread podcast and equated his statements about political correctness and comedy to moving the gates on a ski hill, which barely made sense. Speaking of the filthy rich, if you haven't spent all your Christmas money already on autographed Bibles, gold hoop shoes, and cheap watches, Taylor Swift has announced that she will release new products before Black Friday to help people with their Christmas shopping and put a little walking around money in her own pocket. Swift will release an anthology edition of her latest album, Tortured Poets Society, on CD and vinyl, as well as an Eras tour book. The vinyl album will run you $60, but that price includes a 12x12 poster. It may sound tiny, but it's actually the perfect size for any tree fort. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you
ever reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin, featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss, following Joe Taranzo Cannon, playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, what is joy and how do you find it? I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. We'll take you to one place with joy in its name, the joy of music and more.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning in downtown Oshkosh. And we've got our man, Pat Tracy, standing by. Discover Oshkosh. What's going on, big
good? We have a weekend that you can't even imagine going on down here.
Well, the weather is going to be perfect, knock on wood, but go ahead.
We talked a little bit about what's going on at the zoo, but we want to hear from you.
We're bringing our own zoo. My guess is you fellas haven't been to the Menominee Park Zoo.
Have not?
A little zoo right in Menominee Park. And Friday night, it's their annual Brews in the Zoo.
Okay.
Brews in the Zoo. Brews in, no, I haven't heard about, tell me.
Brews have become a popular entity with things.
Imagine that.
Drinking with wolves.
Yes, I like it.
That's amazing. So they're the it's this fun little zoo. It's actually free to get in. One of the Oshkosh families like made it free for forever. And Friday night at 5 o'clock, we're gonna go to the zoo. And we've got all three of our Oshkosh breweries there with their beer. And I'm telling you, the Oktoberfest beers that I've been tasting are incredible.
And again, we're talking the legacy of some of the first breweries in the state of Wisconsin from your area, right?
Yes, that is correct. Fifth Ward, if I may be so bold, is still... No. Bare Bones is still brewing, I believe, the original Oshkosh brewery recipe.
That's right, yes.
From like what year?
Thank you, Dad.
1850 or something?
It's way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
But so that's super fun. And it's, you know, what they've done over at Menominee Park this summer was fantastic. It's got like all new road. It's just beautiful. There's a park, a park there for the kids. But the zoo has the new elk house. It's really kind of a fun night. Awesome. Friday night.
And when is this again? What's the date again, Tom?
Friday.
Oh, this Friday. Friday. Oh, right. Tomorrow.
This Friday, guys. I've been training all week for this weekend because... So we've got a trifecta of fun. We've got the UWO homecoming. Okay.
Fun.
Big football game.
Boy, that's they've been playing good football for the year. You know, when I first came here, and I mean, good buddy Burke Griffin played for him. I didn't know him at the time, but Ken and Tim, you know Ken? Sports information director.
Yes.
Years through Oshkosh. And he'd call me on a Saturday. I go, hey, Ken, how's it going? He goes, ooh. I go, how bad? He goes, ooh. And it'd be like 64-6. They were getting beat on a regular basis. And then they've improved the facilities and got some new coaches in there. And what they have done to turn that program around is amazing.
Guys, and so we now at UWO have the Titan Thunder marching band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They never had a marching band. So now they have a marching band.
Jim saw them a couple of weeks ago.
They were we had a all our high schools got together.
Jamboree.
And the five high schools we have. And then, of course, they wanted to see the best of the best, so they brought your band down here. And those kids are – some of them may go to UW Oshkosh because of the band. You know, I mean, people pick schools for multiple reasons, but they put on a great, great show. So that's halftime of the homecoming, or are they doing the fifth quarter, or you guys do that down there?
Yeah, they do the halftime.
Okay,
they do
cool. The halftime. All right, that'll be fun. Yes. All right.
Awesome. And a beautiful state. If people haven't been to Titan Stadium, you know, we do some of the high school playoff games there, and that is such a great facility for Division III. It's incredible.
So the trifecta, okay, is UWO. I'm writing this down because I want to get them all in.
Trifecta. So UWO homecoming.
Right,
okay? Got it. And so imagine all the alumni coming back to Oshkosh, fun. Right? The hotels are full.
Yep.
The streets are full. Then we're going to add in the downtown spooky stroll on Saturday afternoon. So, you know, our fun little downtown in Oshkosh.
Love it.
From 2 to 6, we're going to have the seltzer and cider crawl.
I'm coming to that, by the way.
You got me on there. Tell me more about this.
I could see you coming to this, Todd.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were 35 different kinds of seltzers and ciders. I guess I'm not quite initiated.
Well, we're going to have to do that then on Saturday.
By seltzer, you're talking alcoholic seltzer?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Yep. I've never had one.
White Claws. White Claws, John.
I've never had one. I've never had any of those.
You're going to have 35?
I'd like to try them.
We're going to have 35. Okay. It's $35 and you get 35 drinks. So, I mean, it's an amazing value.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
You know, another thing though, Pat, we talk a lot about, you know, all summer with the different things you got. I mean, Waterfest and I mean, on and on and on and on. Do you guys look at it being a year-round thing or a nice weather type thing? And then you kind of you know, plan the next year? Or do you guys have things going year round?
Year round.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Man, okay.
There's so much going on down here. You know, I just pick like the things that I want to go to every weekend.
If somebody wants to visit you, where you'll be?
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's where I'm going to be this weekend. So, Jim, here's the capstone to your trifecta.
Right.
So
we got the game.
We got the game.
The band. Spooky stroll.
Spooky stroll. Okay. So you can wear costumes to this.
Okay.
Right? The spooky stroll.
Spooky stroll in downtown. Okay. Now it's post football game. Add in the Wisconsin Billiards Hall of Fame annual tournament at the Varsity Club right on Main Street.
Really?
300 pool players. Friday night is the Billiards Hall of Fame induction banquet at the Oshkosh Hotel. But then Saturday, the best pool players in the state are shooting for the big money.
That's awesome. I was in like Nina last week or 2 weeks ago for a tournament. And I guess the competition was really, really, really good. Like, really good. Like, don't miss a shot good.
Right.
Like, run the table. Like,
right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yes. So, for me, who I just am a student of the culture, and I just love people and all the different kinds of people that you can meet. For me, standing out on Main Street, you know, at like 7 o'clock on Saturday, come on. I've got all of this coming at me. This is going to be amazing.
And that's AM.
Yeah. Starting with the Closet Seltzer at 7 a.m.
Hey, Todd, we got to connect up this weekend because it's going to be wild. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there.
Pat, the billiard. How can people view that? I mean, that's tough to see at level. Do you have elevated or do you have closed circuit or something? Because, I mean, billiards are fun to watch.
Oh, I love watching good billiard players.
It's a billiard hall and you're crowded.
Right. So you want to get, yeah. You want to get a little bit, yeah, see that.
Yeah, okay.
That's just a great game.
How many of those people do you think, Pat, of all the people involved competing in the tournament, how many of them do you think grew up with a pool table in their basement?
Oh my gosh.
None.
Todd, how many? How many do you think, Pat?
What percent? Jim, you got to go for that.
50%. What percent? 50?
50%.
I say 90. And Jim's one of the 10% that didn't make it to this level.
Right.
No, he grew up with a pool. He grew up with a pool table, Pat. Grew up with a pool table.
We were good. Well, we could do the behind the back. But you're right. If you can break it and run the table, that's how you make your money. Yeah.
But we've got plans to make Oshkosh a pool center of the Midwest.
Wow.
It's a nice pool hall. I want to say there's 18 tables in there.
All right. But if you do it, you're going to probably have to get a place and bring tables in and get them all balanced and all that. But that's a fun thing to watch. And it's like watching, I don't know, ping pong gambling. Just you're right there. And it's very, very cool.
I've been able to be in there when some of the pros are practicing.
It's pretty quiet.
And they have shine a transparency thing down onto the table, like grids and angles and all that.
Wow.
And so they can practice their shots. And,
really? That would be interesting to see.
Yes. They've got a projector over the pool table and it lays out lines that you're supposed to shoot for. And then they set themselves up with these impossible shots. But with those guidelines, you have a chance of making it.
I would love to, because I know I'm getting up there advanced age wise, but I still want to be a good pool player. But I don't have a pool. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon, yada, yada. But anyway, I'd still like to be a great pool player someday. So I'm not giving up on that dream. And that might help me, having that kind of thing. Because sometimes it's like, okay, where do I hit on the right side of the cue ball to make that one go left? Or is it vice versa? You know what I mean?
John, I've got a pool coach for you.
Oh.
Marguerite.
Okay.
Marguerite, her home club is Varsity Club.
Okay.
And... she just won a big tournament out in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's big time. Do I have a minute to tell you my yeah. Marguerite story?
Absolutely.
We go to the Varsity Club on Thursday. Okay. We pull in the back. There's a cool back door. You walk in, and one day we go there, and there's this really sweet Audi. And I had an Audi, but I sold it when I retired because I was trying to downsize, right? So every Thursday I'd come and I'd look at that Audi and I'd go, oh, God, I want to talk to that guy. Maybe he'll let me drive it sometime. And we'd go in the pool hall and we'd look. I'd try to pick out Audi guy, right, of the 10 people shooting pool at 5 o'clock. And I could never pick out Audi guy. One Thursday, we're behind the Audi as it pulls into the parking lot. And I'm like, done. We're going to get to see Audi guy. Out pops Marguerite with her ponytail and her pool cues. And it's Marguerite professional pool sharks, Audie.
Wow.
So okay. After I saw her, that she won the Colorado tournament, I worked up the nerve to go say hi to her. And she told me she gives lessons, John. So, okay. Hey, we got that going for you. And she was actually lessoning somebody up that day. But then she introduced me to Little Cheddar, who's the kingpin of the Oshkosh pool circuit.
Little Cheddar.
You can't make this stuff up.
I want to be called that for the rest of the show.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
But is it Lil?
Okay, I was going to say, okay, Big Cheddar.
Yeah, call me Big, I'll be good. Cheddar. Call me Big Cheddar.
Okay.
I like Big that. Cheddar. Yeah.
That's a cool name,
Cheddar. And then, yeah. Okay, and then to cap it all off, Todd, are you with me on this? Saturday morning,
yeah.
We're up at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
For the Herd 5K.
Let's do it.
Wisconsin, yes. Herd?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We had them on our show last week.
Oh my gosh. We're so excited. They're back in Oshkosh for another season. And the 5K is really kind of the kickoff to get things going.
And are they doing the national anthem tryouts as well right after the 5K?
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that what's going on? I think they were on.
Ooh. I think they are, Pat.
Yes.
So, I know the arena is open in the morning. You can go in and shoot baskets in there, which is cool.
If you haven't been to that arena, you should stop in. It is really cool. You know, so many of these new ones they built for the NBA, they're like these palaces, whatever. But for this league, and I used to do some of the games with Ted, to have their own arena. A lot of the teams don't really have their own arenas. What a great, the size is just right. They got that little, the upstairs section where you can sit, which is great. You got that kind of kids section. They got the VIP room, which is cool type of thing. I love that setting for the Wisconsin. I'm telling you, folks, for the price of buying a ticket to go see guys that you remember these guys as big names in college and, you know, had their cup of coffee with the pros and are still making it back, trying to make it back into the NBA, you will see an incredible level of basketball at the Herd games.
Mino, this just came to me. Hey, let's get you down here for a game and maybe we can get on the court and shoot some free throws or something.
Well, I'd be all over that. I'd be all over.
Are you a basketball? He can do everything.
Have you been listening?
Okay. What freshman year basketball?
He's got a certificate.
Over two games, he'll 18 in it. A row. 18 free throws in a row.
Did you?
Yep. In fact, somebody signed it in my yearbook. I'll never forget that fantastic free throw shooter. True story. Yeah. I can show it to you.
Mother.
I'll dig it out. I will dig it out, and I will show it to you. I will show it to you.
Okay. We're going to need to see it. Todd, let's talk to our Herd friends, see if we can make this happen.
We'll do it.
John, there's nothing like being on that free throw line.
Yeah.
This game. 3,000 people.
Pat, Pat, relax.
You won't do
this. Listen, this game was on the radio. Freshman tournament game, Nagani against Gladstone, March 1972. I'll even show you what this person wrote in my yearbook. Because the radio announcer, Ed Holmgren, who always said at the end of the game, remember, folks, it takes a good sport to make a sport good. But anyway, he said that.
John, this is, and the Oshkosh lady was out to plywood, too.
Anybody out there from Ishpeming, Nagani, Marquette would know Ed Holmgren.
Okay, let me I'll put a little money on this. How many?
I gotta wait till my neck is better though.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. With
my shoulder.
It's a long season. We can go.
It's a long season.
18
and my hip.
18. You really? I kind of believe that you did 18. That's a lot.
I'll show you.
That is a lot.
Okay.
Okay. How many can you do now?
I don't know yet.
Tell me about.
You mean in a row?
Yeah.
Nine. Well, out of 10, I bet I could still do 7 out of 10.
Not okay. 7 in a row.
I don't know. Just if I shoot 10 free throws, I'll make 7.
Wow.
That's my prediction. Yeah.
Okay. Let me think about that.
All right.
Todd, we're going to talk to the Herd guys.
Sounds good. We will.
All right.
Pat, this will be a fun weekend in Oshkosh.
Have fun weekends in Oshkosh.
Guys, and you got the weather.
You got a great job.
You got the weather on your side, big time.
Hey, and here's the best part. We'll be all done by 10 o'clock. We can head up to Lambeau and watch the Packers for another amazing victory.
Nice. There you go. Right, folks, you want to have a great weekend, head to Oshkosh. All sorts of great things taking place.
Website, Pat, real quick.
Yep.
DiscoverOshkosh.com.
Yep.
Fantastic. By the way, you got to dress up. You said, what are you going to be?
I'm working today. I can't tell. It's a secret project.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Pat. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Great place to go this weekend. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Man, is it shaping up to be nice out there.
And it's just going to get better, too.
I mean, wow. Love it.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all in the 70s. So
can't beat it.
Might want to get those...
Telling you though, man, if you want to see some scenery, you better get to the UP.
Yeah,
because that can change so fast; it's mind-boggling up there. It could be 27 next week and windy and rainy.
No, but it's not going to be. I think there's no rain for. I think Brittany said it was like a pretty long stretch, 10 days, 11, 12.
But I got to be honest with you, they've got a terrible drought in the UP. I mean, no campfires. They only go on people barbecuing in some areas. Yeah. It's like it's the highest extreme. I think that they go for fire danger right now in the UP.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Special thanks, Dan Van Lannen, Hobart Lawrence Police Department, Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation, Joe Moss. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue is happening in Marinette on the 2nd of November. Pat Tracy, of course, Discover Oshkosh. All kinds of great things taking place down there.
I want to underscore Dan Van Lannen. We talked a little bit, but I wanted to get him on. I mean, he's done a great job. He got that award. He's one of the best officers in the state, but... that career needs to come back. And he said it is a little bit. Remember,
absolutely.
He said that years ago it was 200 applicants, and then it went down to where they're like clamoring to get people, and now he said it's getting better. But I think his point that you can be 30 and switch careers.
Absolutely.
You could have been working at security, you could be DPW, a firefighter, and say, look, I think I want to be a police officer.
I think those days are over of age being a problem, because our guy Grant from the National Guard was 35 when he joined the Army.
Yeah. So I think we need to think about that, or people need to think about that, because people sometimes feel a little in a rut and they're not happy. And when you're, you know, it's like, take a look around. Don't think you're locked into an industry. There's other things out there.
Yeah. You know, something I would never do, like the worst job in the world right now is to be one of those security guards at some of those stores in like San Francisco, where people just come in and just smash the place up and take things and just walk out, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. That'd be the worst job in America, wouldn't it?
Well, that's where you got to get in. Yeah, and that there's a lot wrong with that scenario. But one of the things is they don't have laws to discourage
that's what
you
I
like
mean.
They should. Well,
so,
that's just one thing.
So I mean, you don't have that backing you up,
right?
And those security guys, man. Hey, is Nikki? Where'd Nikki go? Nikki,
she's working. She might actually be in a meeting.
Uh-huh. I just want to talk baseball with her. I will hate it. I will not watch a single game if it's Dodgers against the Yankees in the World Series.
Why?
Just because they buy their teams so... Nikki, come here, please. I would love to have seen Kansas City, Detroit. I don't want the Mets. Even Washington. I mean, the Brewers obviously would have been phenomenal. Nikki, don't you agree, let's be honest, that having teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees, two of the biggest money teams in all of baseball, having them in the World Series kind of is...
It's going to be unwatchable.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Right.
Thank you. I mean, like when the Tigers faced Josh Hader, former Tigers or former Brewers reliever,
right,
who pitches for Houston, and they knocked him out of the box. They won the game because his one-year salary is more than the entire lineup of the Detroit Tigers.
So as much as you complain about Roger Goodell, we have got a great system in the NFL.
No question.
The cap and collar. And if baseball had that, you wouldn't have this. So,
well, they've got like a tax or something.
But if you have one player making the same as a whole team, that would never, ever happen in the NFL. They all got, what, is it $290 million this year?
I don't even know. It's like Monopoly money numbers.
It is, but what I'm saying is it's consistent.
Yeah.
And then the revenue sharing is consistent. Right. In baseball, they got, I don't know if it was that New York guy, that George Steinbrenner.
He started it.
Right.
Yeah.
And they started, that's not a good idea.
No, I agree. Nikki?
I don't like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could offer insight.
When one guy makes more than an entire team,
right,
you know that team has such an advantage. They just simply do. And that's why I'm glad Houston got beat.
Well, and nobody roots for
Houston
anymore.
They are like the evil empire of baseball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go bang on your garbage cans.
Exactly.
And go
steal
away.
Signs, steal signals.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not how it's supposed to be.
No.
Who's the... guy that's the pitcher that everybody's in awe about that doesn't really speak great English, but he's
from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Well, he's not just a great pitcher. He's a great hitter. He's unbelievable.
Shohei Ohtani.
And is he the guy you're talking about that's getting paid all the money?
I will say this one.
But he's really good.
And he's not pitching this year. So he's just DHing.
He's just hitting 50 home runs. He's amazing. He might be the modern day Babe Ruth.
He's incredible.
And
you're not going to watch him.
No, but I mean, this kid, to be able to pitch the way he does and hit the way he does, in my lifetime, there's never nothing even close.
No.
Nothing close.
Yeah. I just wish their organization would have, I mean, like you said, I think the NFL, as much as we complain about them, they've got a pretty good system.
I agree.
When's the last time you saw an NFL team go under? I mean, it's not going to happen because you're not only capped at 200, well, I don't know what the numbers are, but you're also guaranteed X amount of revenue. So you'd have to be...
Turning on the lights?
Right. So your money comes from skyboxes, merchandise, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it is how you manage your money. And Ted Thompson did a good job of managing our money, the Packer money. But baseball doesn't have that, and I bet you they think they did, because unless you're super wealthy, it's going to be tough to win.
I love Ted Thompson. What he did for the veterans for 12 or 13 years with me, bringing vets up to his private box, amazing. But there's just one thing that I'd love to just say, Ted, what in the hell were you thinking? Kevin King over T.J. Watt. Kevin King over T.J. Watt. Could be the difference between the Packers having another Super Bowl appearance. Wouldn't you agree?
He's probably rolling over right now.
I know, but I always want to say, Ted, what were you thinking?
Everybody has a brain fart every once in a while.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
Packers need to talk to me about personnel type thing.
Absolutely. Give Johnny a call.
Give me a call. I would be phenomenal
for the draft.
Wouldn't you think?
Consultant.
I would think you would think.
Because they would mention some quarterback from some college, some obscure college. I mean, you know who actually went there? Neil Lomax. He played for Mouse Davis, and they ran the run-and-shoot offense.
Everybody knows stats and YouTube videos to back it up.
Absolutely.
All right. I hope you feel better tomorrow,
Nikki,
Johnny.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Yeah, no problem.
It does suck having that.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Oh, right. I'm going to see my mom.
It's Tuesday today.
No, it's
Thursday.
Saying it.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah, it's somebody was gone 2 days.
Oh, because this is my second day. Oh, my God. I apologize. Folks, listen. It's Thursday. It's my favorite day of the week. Back in tomorrow. See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild here. I'm guest hosting on the next Dom Salvia Show, and I'm going to be joined by Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Please tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.